Becky Hammon fires up a last-second shot and buries it.
Talk about quieting the crowd, a la Teresa Weatherspoon. A little closer to half court.
Splits it. Underneath the arm of Katie Smith. How does she even get it up to the backboard?
40-27 Chicago, 3 seconds to Becky on the left side, off balance, flips towards the hoop and hits it.
How did she get that to go? That was ridiculous.
Right side, Becky Hammon crossover lane, flip over the shoulder to Shalonda Robinson, and the Silver Stars lead for the first time. Chicago by 12. Becky in the lane. Becky off the glass and in as she turned her back to the basket, putting it over the shoulder and put it in.
Becky is great finessing the basketball. She scores in tight spots where most girls can't score.
Hammond battling with Pondexter. Gets it over the Johnson screen. It's high and she wins it! So Becky Hammond hits the game-tying shot.
A great handoff, Vicky Johnson. Becky Hammond back behind the screen, long ball.
6 seconds on the shot clock. Hammond realizes it. 1 second on the shot clock, throws up a wild one. Somehow gets the roll.
Becky Hammond, absolutely no time. Katie Douglas interface, and she throws up a prayer. And here on this Saturday evening, her prayer was answered.
Hammond forces the issue and the foul. She gets inside somehow, some way.
Well, in between two different Phoenix players and is able to get that shot off.
Skip pass, cross court, Hammond's. And Hammond able to roll one in to give San Antonio a 3-point lead.
Becky Hammond is nice. That's something out of the Rucker Park. She's got handle, she's got move.
Becky. Right baseline, going out of bounds, swish! She gets two, but with the degree of difficulty, it should be more. She was inside the arc, falling out of bounds, right baseline, nothing but net.
That lady is awesome, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you. Becky Hammond, awesome, awesome, awesome. You were hearing about what was happening when she was still playing. That lady is phenomenal. And now she is serving as assistant coach at San Antonio. I do mean, yes, the San Antonio Spurs. And as if that's not enough, she was having such a great time, doing such a great job. The Milwaukee Bucks had a talk with her about becoming head coach at Milwaukee a few months ago. She's had some offers. She says she wants to stay right there where she is for now. She wants to remain in San Antonio with Mr. Popovich serving as head coach, her serving as his assistant. She's the NBA's first female assistant coach. Not necessarily considered, she wasn't considered a frontline candidate on the Bucks list that included at least 10 possible candidates, but Milwaukee ownership and general manager John Horst were intrigued enough to ask the Spurs for permission to speak with her. The Bucks met with her in 2017 about the team's GM vacancy, despite the fact that she had no front office experience. 41 years old, the fourth Spurs assistant to interview for a head coaching opening this spring. Borrego interviewed for the Milwaukee job. And as you know, Mr. James Borrego is in Charlotte now, serving as head coach there. And when he left to take up that position, Ms. Hammond was moved into the second spot. Assistant coach of the San Antonio Spurs. She coached the Spurs Summer League team to a Las Vegas Summer League championship in 2015. She was a six-time All-Star in her 16-year WNBA playing career, retiring in 2014 to accept the San Antonio assistant coaching job under Spurs coach Greg Popovich.
It's a huge move, and look, she has all the ingredients that you would want in a future head coach. Maybe not next year, maybe the year after. She's got the Spurs pedigree. She has that diversity of experiences that GMs really talk about now. They want in their head coach. You know, she's played internationally. A lot of player development chops. You know, she's on the summer league thing. She's got a great life story. Adrenaline junkie. I mean, she's an interesting human being, which is becoming a real selling point. And she knows as much about the pick and roll as anybody.
Right.
I mean, she was a...
Well, just as a player, right?
As a player, I mean, you know, when you talk to people like Tony Parker and Patty Mills about her, I mean, this is it's a huge thing. It's a great thing for the league.
Doesn't it feel like in the last, even just the last month or two, we've crossed the barrier from, this is like an interesting story. Maybe someday it'll happen, but it doesn't feel like maybe. And now it's like that, like it feels like at some point she's going to be an NBA head coach. Like this is a reality that it's going to happen.
I just think we're seeing Becky cross the barriers that tend to lead to a head coaching job. So one of the first steps is being in this position on the bench. She's now in this position. Another barrier is getting interviews, right? Even if you're not a lead candidate for some of these other head coaching jobs, going through the interview process, having that experience, having other teams identify you as a candidate makes this other team think, oh, maybe she is good, that sort of thing. Those are the steps, right, that eventually land you at head coach.
Right. You know, they talk about, the coaching fraternity.
Right.
This is being part of the coaching fraternity, a characterization I don't like.
Right.
But it is a very telling phrase.
Right. And certainly qualified. And we saw Pau Gasol give a very passionate defense of her when some people criticized her head coaching interview. I think players are behind this, too.
What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Is it time for America, the beautiful, to have a head coach, a woman, serving as head coach of an NBA team? I say, why not? If she has the skills, and I know some of you might be saying, well, yeah, but what if she doesn't? I hear you loud and clear, but what if there's a man who is serving as head coach of an NBA team, and he doesn't have the skills? I mean, so we're not going for perfection here, are we? All right, so I think it might be a good idea. That person has the skills, and I think is wise on Becky Hammon's part to go ahead and get some more experience, particularly under Greg Popovich. I don't think that can hurt at all. What do you think? Did she do the right thing by staying with San Antonio? Do you think she should give up? If she's even thinking about becoming a head coach ever, do you think she should just give up that dream? No, I think she should go as far as her skills would take her. And you know what? You'll hear me say this often. I say hats off to Becky Hammon for being so skilled, so smart, that she is able to serve as assistant coach of an NBA team. But I also say hats off to Greg Popovich and everyone else involved in the decision to name her assistant coach, realizing she has what it takes to fill that role well, and saying, let's give it to her, let's put her there. Hats off to everyone who helps people of the other gender, of other ethnicities, other nationalities, moving to the highest ranks, doing what they do. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, I definitely want to be watching Becky Hammon and others. Any of y'all watched the Summer League yesterday, Summer League's over the weekend, and check out some of the female referees who are calling the games? Yeah, we're mixing it up all right. I'm kind of liking this. All right, I want you to be thinking about what you can continue to do to let some of life's best moments come through you. Can you be a spokesperson, an advocate for someone who you believe has what it takes to get the job done, to do the job well, be their advocate. That might be another way to let some of life's best moments come through you. Have a lasting impact. Till next time.